We continue Kitzushuk Narach, Bezer Hashem is Baruch, Simukuf Nun Bez, Sifches. Tzarech Adam was Chakik Menanoshe Moed Moed. A person has to be most careful in his interactions with women. Also, Likras Beyodav of Ragmav, Olimus Bain of Leisha, not allowed to make any signs, any type of communication that's inappropriate. Vasil Schaikimab, one is not allowed to joke around with her. Lokal Rosh Kenegdoi, to act in a frivolous fashion, or just to look at her beauty. Also, one may not smell any perfume that she's wearing. Or certainly if she's holding them, or she's hanging in her. One is not allowed to admire her clothing. Even if she's not wearing the clothing, may bring to inappropriate thoughts. Pagi isha besuk, if one is walking in the street, should not walk behind the woman. Walking away that she's either to your side or behind you. If somebody looks at even the smallest part of the body of a woman with the intention for pleasure, of a serious avera, one is not allowed to hear women singing, or the hair of a married woman one should not see. Siftes en sham b'shal mishin klal, one should not greet or send regards to a woman. One should not do so through even her husband. If you're writing a letter to your friend, you should not write and send regards to your wife. But just to ask somebody, how is your wife doing, that's okay. Or you can write, you can please let me know, how is your wife doing? You're not allowed to hug or kiss a relative, even if there's no benefit, even if there's no pleasure, but it's still you should not do so. One should stay away from all of these types of situations. Except for a father with his daughter and granddaughters, or mother with a son or grandsons. Shame b'tarim. There, hugging and kissing is permitted. Sifyur Aleph, Ein Lanag Afilam Ishta B'dvarim Shal Chigay. One should not do anything that shows intimacy between a couple. Kigayin Le'en B'reishay, to look at her, look at her hair, or Kedayma, Fnei Achayim, in front of others. Shalayavai Harol Adayhirer, we have to be careful what that could cause. Sifyur Beis, Oslish Yod B'beis Chamav, a person should not live in his in-law's home, El Kishyesh Lechadim Yuchali Yeshiva, the Shiva, unless he has his own private bedroom. Sivy Gimel Kvarich Gdol Yisrael Zuchon Avraim, Besfar Makadoshim, Chazal already taught us, Petachachas Musrim, we're giving Musr, Al Minik Harab Ez Makaymas, about the terrible Minik in certain places, Shane B'nai Torah, Vyira, people who aren't B'nai Torah, Shemskarvin Achosim Akal Bechivik V'nishik, with a chasen kala, hug or kiss, the ken oisim regudim bechurim besulis yachad, we have mixed dancing. Mvahag isa agodl isa nida. Besides, of course, there's an issue of nida. Shrei kol besulis mstam and nida say most young women are nidais. They don't go to the mikvah, they're not married. Vein chilik besa nida ben pnuyin in the suah. And when we speak about the isa nida, there's no difference in halacha between a woman who's married or not. Vekol nigei bederachiba. Whenever touches her in an affectionate fashion, Chayiv Malkus, Oid Megari Yetzahar B'Nafshe, it causes him to end up not where he should be ending up. Maybe it's Meladei Kish L'Das, Vatzor Zel V'Tor Chmon Atzlan. Vaday, Kamesh Yesh B'Kol Limchais, whoever has the ability, Tzorach L'Amit B'Kol Koich Limchais, should protest this type of behavior. Certainly, everybody who has some Yerushimayim, Leah Sayre Bebesai, to try to enact in his home, will Ishgiach Bnei Besai, and try to supervise, Shishrach Kumanakia Golazah, that the people of his family should act in a tznius fashion. The Komish Yesh Biyad Limchas Vanamaychem, forever has the ability to do so, to make sure the people in his family are acting appropriately. The Einamaychas Shom, and does not do so, he could end up having a share of this type of avera. On the other hand, whoever does whatever he can to prevent people from doing an avera, he's saving himself and he's going to be blessed. A woman whom he wants to, a man wants to marry, mutaloi, it's permitted, not just permitted, he should first meet her to determine if they're compatible. Of course, when they meet, it has to be done in the most appropriate fashion. If a couple got divorced, they shouldn't live in the same chatzar. If he's a kohen, we cannot feel him Yisrael. Even if he's Yisrael, he nisses l'acher, but she's already married to someone else. Nisgar shigam imenu. Came mishigir suishta mishum shiyisruloi. Or somebody got divorced. Divorced his wife because they cannot remain married anymore. Kol elu. All these situations. Tzrichan achrok yisera. We have to be most careful. Loi tadi mei b'mavai. They can't live in the same alleyway. M'mavai yisosim. If it's an alleyway that isn't a thoroughfare. But if it's a street that many people pass through, then with time law that they can live on the same street. If he divorced his wife, and now she, Doran Balasheni, is remarried, here we have to be even more careful. She should not be living with her new husband and her old husband in the same neighborhood. Whenever we speak about them not living in the same neighborhood and one of them has to move, he nitchas miponov, she's the one that has to move. However, if she owns a house or property and he doesn't, then who nitchas miponov, he will be the one that has to move. There's a person is allowed to support his divorcee. It's actually more of a mitzvah to support her than to support other people. However, even though he's supporting her, he shouldn't come to much contact with her. They should use a shliach to be the, that. That's how he will support her. Bekila, whoever sleeps in the same room, sheish ve'ishtei shruimba, in which a couple, a husband and wife, are sleeping, all of akasoyim and neshei amitagarsha based on nugnaya, because he's there, it prevents them from being able to be intimate, and that is inappropriate. V'afal amar of Yosef, even if she's a nida, so they can't have relations anyway, he should not be, in the, he should not be sleeping in the same room as a married couple.